Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our sermon series looking into the three books of wisdom in the Bible, and this week we consider God's Knowledge of Me with the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, Vicar of St. James. Our reading this week has been chosen by our christening party and is taken from Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18, followed by 23 and 24. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
So the reading is from Psalm 139, and it's the first 18 verses and the last two. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. There we go. Well, today it's really a day of joy and of celebration. We've just witnessed the baptism of Marnie and Evie, a special moment where we affirm that they are loved. Loved beyond measure, not just by their family and godparents and this church, but by God himself. And we've heard the promises made to nurture and to guide them in their faith. And we rejoice also in the work of God already unfolding in their lives. And this morning, the reading Psalm 139 was chosen by Stuart and speaks of a love and a knowledge that is so deep and so personal that it goes beyond anything we can fully grasp. Just maybe for a moment, think about the people in your own life who truly know you, the ones who know what makes you laugh, what cheers you up, the one who can tell you when you're not really yourself, who then come along to bring comfort, who are there when it hurts, or who sometimes just stand by you, even in your messiest moments. But that kind of knowledge is precious. And yet God's knowledge of us goes even beyond that. It is the most personal, intimate, and deep knowledge you can ever experience. And so in that psalm, the writer kind of highlights three truths about God. And if you only remember those kind of main titles, that would be good. The first is that God knows you fully, completely, and intimately. And second, that wherever, whatever, and whoever, God will be with you. And I'll explain that. And finally, that God shaped you. You are not an accident. So let's start with the first, that God knows us fully, completely, and intimately. And so we have in these Psalms, the writer says, "You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it already." He speaks of God's knowledge of our thoughts, of our words, of our every step as we sang. Nothing is hidden from him. And at first, well, that might feel a bit unsettling. Just imagine if all that you've ever said, all that you've ever did, all that you even ever thought is downloaded on a computer, available for anyone to look around. How would we feel? I would feel exposed, vulnerable. I'm sure that some of its content I would feel very embarrassed about, maybe even ashamed of, deeply sorry for, remorseful. And even if the only person who had access to that computer was the person that I trust the most, I still would have doubts whether I would like them to see everything. But here's the difference. The one who knows us, the one who has access to that computer, is the one who created us. And his pure goodness, truth, and love. And that changes everything. God's complete knowledge of me is not a cold observation there to point the finger and accusing where I fail. No, it's a personal God who cares deeply about me and about you. When his words come, when his words of guidance or sometimes correction, they come from a perfect wisdom and love. He is never wrong, never misguided, never lacking in understanding. So when I hear God's voice, and maybe this morning you hear something of God through the songs, through the talk, through the liturgy, why should I resist him? Why hesitate to listen to him? Why question his direction? When we truly grasp that his knowledge is perfect and that his heart is good, then we stop fighting for control. Maybe we slowly start learning to let our guards down, to let down our walls, to unclench our hands, to let go and let God. God calls us to grow into a people who live with open hands, where we learn as a church also, with all the activities that we do, to release control, trusting that he is in charge, not us. We learn to rejoice in finding our identity in him, in his love, in the knowledge that he has of us, not in our achievements, in our income, in our status, in our roles, in our influence or popularity. We start living in freedom, letting go of our striving and embracing what God is doing, his grace in our life and his grace in the life of our church. So first, God knows us fully, perfectly, and intimately. And second, whenever, wherever, and whatever, God is there. The writer says, "Then I said to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. It is a fact darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you." And so in that sentence, the writer reminds us that whenever we face joy or sorrow, wherever life takes us, or whatever we are going through right now, God is there. Whenever, in our highest moment of joy or our lowest moment of despair, God remains constant. He is with us in times of blessing, and he carries us when we are too weak to stand. Wherever, is there any place I can go to avoid God's presence? Can I be ever out of his sight, says the writer? If I climb to the sky, you're there. And if I go underground, you're there too. So whether we feel close to God today or quite distant, whether we're surrounded by a lot of people or we feel quite alone, he is there with you. If you climb the highest height, he is there. If you sink into the lowest depth, he is still with you. And whatever, no matter what we have done, no matter the pain we carry, no matter the darkness we feel trapped in, it is not too much for him to be there. Darkness isn't dark to you, says the writer. Night and day are the same to you. Our struggles do not drive him away. Even our sins do not drive him away. Instead, he enters into them with us. He brings his light and his love and his grace into our darkest places. So this morning, if you feel a bit lost or overwhelmed or unseen, know this: God is there with you, waiting, ready to lead, to bring his life and his light into your circumstances. So first, God knows us truly, fully, and intimately. Second, whenever, wherever, or whatever, God is there. And finally, God shaped you. You are not an accident. This is what he declares. God has crafted us intentionally with his own hand. You are not random. You're not a mistake. You're not overlooked. From the very beginning, God formed you for a purpose, and he cares. You're not mass-produced. You're not a number among a lot of people. You are handcrafted. So that's how he puts it. Oh, yes, you shaped me from inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, God. You are breathtaking. Every details of our making, our sex, our personality, our gifts, our talents, even our quirks, they were woven together by a loving God. And so the response in that reading is, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You are not just a physical design, but you create it with meaning and purpose. You don't have to change your makeup. You don't have to wonder if you matter. You were sculpted by God, and his work is good. And so this psalm ends with a prayer of an open heart, because he knows he's fully known, fully loved. He knows that he's in perfect hands, and he is in the best place to be trusted. So he says, search me, God, know my heart, lead me in the way everlasting. And so today we're reminded that no matter where we are in life, whether we're young or not so young, whether we're new to faith or still trying to figure things out, today we are reminded that God sees us, knows us, calls us to himself. He He shaped us. We are not an accident. Whenever we face sorrow or joy, wherever life takes us or whatever we are going through right now, God is there. And that God knows us fully, perfectly, and intimately. And in a moment, we'll have just a reminder of that psalm through a song. And maybe for you, it's time to reflect. Maybe to let those words sing. Maybe there is a difficult place you are right now. What does it mean for you to know that God is there? Maybe we all struggle, you know, one way or another with our own makeup, our limitations, our weaknesses. What does it mean to know that God has crafted us? We are precious in His sight. Today, if we hear His voice, let us open our hearts in faith and in trust. And maybe this prayer might be helpful for you. Thank you, God, for knowing me completely. Help me to trust you, to remember I'm never alone, and to walk in the way you have for me. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.